from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president arrives in Florida.
Well, I just want to thank everybody. I came down to see FEMA, to see the Coast Guard, to see the Army, the Marines, everybody, the Navy. The job that everybody has done is incredible.
On a visit to storm-ravaged Florida on Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump applauded emergency personnel and the military for their response to Hurricane Irma.
But I just want to thank everybody, the first responders. On behalf of myself, our vice president, Melania, really wanted to be with us. She's really, it's really touched her heart what's gone on. And we've seen the devastation. We're going to see some more of it now, unfortunately.
There are at least 25 storm-related deaths in Florida, and the president applauded first responders and relief crews.
This has been a difficult situation. As Rick knows, almost all of the roads are now open, and the ports are just about open. What we had to do to get some of those ports open, people wouldn't even believe that we did it so quickly. So we're very proud of the job that everybody around has done. Thank you all. Thank you very much. We'll see you later.
Mr. Trump, who is accompanied by Vice President Mike Pence, will also visit Naples, Florida. Myanmar's de facto national leader Aung San Suu Kyi is facing outrage over ethnic violence in the country, but will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of the Rohingya crisis. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims from villages near the border with Bangladesh are fleeing a military crackdown. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I call on the Myanmar authorities to suspend military action, end the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is meeting Thursday in London with British and French officials to discuss increasing pressure on North Korea over the country's nuclear and missile programs and to take part in a session about the political situation in Libya. Secretary Tillerson first met with British Prime Minister Theresa May and did not respond to questions reporters shouted about North Korea and Libya as he arrived. He spoke a while later with staffers at the U.S. Embassy about U.S.-Britain relations.
We know that Britain is going through a challenging time right now as they negotiate the Brexit. We're watching it closely with great interest, but we have been clear that we're going to stay very close to one another economically with our trading relationships.
His schedule also includes talks with Foreign Minister Boris Johnson. Johnson's office said the three men would address tackling the aggressive and illegal actions of the North Korea regime.
We were here and we were in a big house on the ocean, which we thought was going to be safe because it was three stories, and the house basically caved in. I mean, we barely made it.
It's ironic, however, it seems that the greatest tragedy associated with Hurricane Irma has little to do with the actual storm itself, but it has everything to do with what happened afterward. And that is the fact that officials are investigating whether a lack of electricity to run air conditioning is to blame for the deaths of eight nursing home patients in Hollywood, Florida. The deaths were discovered when a hospital across the street from the nursing home began receiving elderly patients suffering from heat exhaustion, which led to all 115 people in the home being evacuated. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders regarding the undocumented immigrants who came to the country as children and that any agreement must include massive border security. The comments Thursday came shortly after he tweeted that he did not make a deal with the House and Senate Democratic leaders on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, that's also known as the DACA program, that the administration had canceled last week. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer had said after meeting with Trump on Wednesday night that they agreed to quickly put in place protections for the 800,000 people who registered under DACA, the Obama-era program that protected them from deportation. In the meantime, Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says he will continue to fight in a lawsuit for those affected by the decision to end the program. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.